USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Elsa has now strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now features sustained winds of 75 miles an hour, with some higher gusts recorded. The storm is expected to make landfall mid-morning on Wednesday, somewhere between Tampa Bay and the Big Bend section of Florida's west coast. And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will now face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So, if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
The Pentagon has responded to reports that looters unlawfully entered the Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
U.S. Central Command says that more than 90% of the withdrawal has been completed so far, with an estimated full completion by the end of August. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 1,500 businesses around the world have been affected by the largest ransomware attack ever recorded, the attack occurring over the July 4th holiday weekend against U.S.-based IT software company Kaseya. Russian hacking gang R-Evil has taken credit for the hack, demanding $70 million in ransom, and putting more pressure on President Biden to respond to Russia over the attack. Former Defense Intelligence Agency officer Rebecca Koffler says the U.S. needs to respond, and strongly. She tells Fox News that the federal government has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to preventing cyber attacks.
President Biden said that he has directed the intelligence community to do a deep dive. Well, it is very unfortunate that the deep dive is being directed after the attack and not before. So we have been sleeping at the wheel with regard to the Russian threat. So that's number one. So we have to catch up in terms of understanding their mindset and how they intend to use cyber. At this point, we need to re-educate the Russian government in terms of our tolerance for these cyber attacks. We need to act firmly and we need to act swiftly. That doesn't mean we need to react irresponsibly, because cyber is a domain where a conflict can escalate uncontrollably very quickly. But we must respond firmly so that the Russians don't do that again.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.